From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Tech jobs. Every city wants more of them, which makes actually attracting them that much harder. Mississippi and Louisiana lag behind every other state when it comes to their tech sectors. Stephen Basaha, the Gulf States Newsroom, reports on what lessons those states can learn from Alabama's biggest tech success.
The view on the other end of Heather Bulk's Zoom call is not much to look at. It's an acre or two of patchy, mostly brown grass in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh my goodness, it's beautiful. That is the most perfect spot in the United States.
Heather Bulk is the co-founder of Special Aerospace Services. She first saw this spot in person while checking out the new Blue Origin building. The Jeff Bezos-owned company sent the billionaire into space last year. When she left that parking lot with one of her managers,
I asked her who owned that land across the street. And she said, oh, I have no idea. And I said, well, that's our new building.
For Bulk, a big reason to build here is the chance to join Huntsville's already booming tech sector. About 7% of Alabama's workers have tech jobs, ranking the state 24th according to the Computing Technology Industry Association. A lot of those data specialists and engineers live and work in Huntsville. About 200 miles west, the University of Mississippi's working on building up the state's own tech sector. Private donors committed $26 million for a new STEM building, which will be the main campus's largest single construction project ever. Noel Wilkin is Ole Miss's provost.
There's a lot of groundwork right now, a lot of bulldozers and earth movers and laying infrastructure in the ground for sure.
It's also laying the groundwork for Mississippi's tech sector because, frankly, there is not much of one right now. Less than 4% of Mississippi workers have tech jobs, lower than any other state. Louisiana ranks 49th. This new facility is a baby step for Mississippi's tech scene. A big $26 million baby step, but still just a step.
The reality is if you want to move beyond 50th, you have to move to 49th, and then you have to move to 48th, and then you have to move to 46th. You have to climb the ranks.
If you want to build a strong tech sector, having a strong tech program at a university does make a big difference. But how else can Louisiana and Mississippi climb up from the bottom of those ranks? Well, it helps to play to your strengths. In the 60s, researchers in Huntsville designed the rocket that made the moon landing possible. Huntsville adopted the nickname Rocket City and built a space sector around that. It's why Heather Bulk's moving part of her aerospace company there.
That is clearly a tremendous draw.
It kind of like reminds me of the idea, like, to make money, you got to have money. to get tech jobs, you kind of have to already have tech jobs. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think you have to have a stake in the ground and then expand from there. There is no question that Mississippi has similar gems that they can leverage and build upon.
Basic infrastructure like good roads and internet help too, but just as important is the quality of life stuff. Lucia Cape is the head of economic development at the Huntsville Chamber of Commerce. She says about 15 years ago, the city's tech companies came to her with a problem.
They would recruit college students from across the country, put them in these great entry-level programs, and at the end they would lose them to bigger cities.
So the chamber and city worked on getting the things young tech workers said they wanted, like more bars,
food truck festival in the downtown by our park,
an outdoor shopping mall,
a skating rink that's up for the winter,
and plenty of restaurants. Cape says cities have to be intentional about these attractions, especially because the trends keep changing.
The soft stuff is almost harder because you can't just put money on it and contract it out. You have to be responsive and it has to be, you know, genuine.
Huntsville also says it attracts talent with its short commutes, natural beauty, and cheaper than Silicon Valley rent. All things Louisiana and Mississippi can include in their pitch to rise up the tech state ranks. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.